This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, the turn from green to that harvest honey. One up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake and money. Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night, raising a son, raising a daughter. They gather around the table, send it up to the father. Somehow they get
talking about farming and food and related and ancillary items of interest from your experience, if you are a farmer, to what it's like to be an American family farmer these days. We are here for the American family farmer. We're here for the farm businesses. We're here for the locavores that eat and use the products that we are developing. Hopefully they're being devoured by those who have enjoyed this season, pretty much in the north, the northeast, and well, all around the north of the so-called Mason-Dixon line. Farming is pretty much over now. Frosts in most every area curtails things that grow. Obviously, we now look back over the season. Was it a good one? Did we do well? Well, the weather has been a challenge, at least in my neck of the woods. I'm still haying and probably will until it whatever we can do gets stopped by the weather, i.e. snow. I remember I mowed a field last year. I think it was the first week of December, second week of December. And it was actually a nice field of hay. But by the time the forecast changed, weather got cold, it snowed, and it snowed almost a foot. That was the end. We were done. But normally it depends on the weather. The farming, as you know, is so really, it's difficult enough given the circumstances of the government and fiddling around with Mother Nature as we have to do, I guess, from time to time. So, anyway, and dealing with the USDA and the FDA and all these folks, there is a lot of focus now, if I may spend some time in the news department, on hemp. I actually, as a I'm a dairy guy, but I filled out forms yesterday in the state of Massachusetts to become a licensed hemp grower. There are a lot of farmers like me, especially dairy guys, who have a good deal of land, and they have found that their the viability of their farm has been in question because dairy has been ruined by the Sweezer family, Dean Foods, Dairy Farmers of America, closing more of their plants. Milk is going to be transported more. They've just, anybody who's drinking that white water that you buy in the supermarket and you think you're getting milk, you're kidding yourself. It's garbage. And it's getting where it'll be older. Anyway, so this business about growing hemp and where you can grow it and how you can grow it, don't get me started on why it has been illegal. The lunacy, the idiocy of people, both with hemp and marijuana. Marijuana, I can see the concern a little bit. Hemp has no, there's nothing in industrial hemp. There's nothing in hemp. It's not marijuana. It may be a cousin to it. It's an oilseed crop that can be used to make everything from paper to clothing, plastics, food, feed for animals. And the benefits of the oil, as you use it to rub on your aches and pains, a lot of people see it as the antidote to the opioid crisis. And that makes a lot of sense. So if you have the ability, in Massachusetts, they're guarding the hemp seed. They're guarding the process somewhat, which seems kind of silly because not any different than growing corn or any other product. The one thing that you got to do is, if you're going to do it, it's legal in all 50 states now. If you're going to grow it, you need to have signs. Put up signs around where you're growing it if it's a traffic area. Like one of the places that I'm going to try to grow it is the state park. And if you put signs up and say, this is not marijuana, because people will see it, they'll think it's marijuana, they'll go chop it up or do whatever people think they have to do, but it isn't marijuana. So you put signs up that say that, and it's, I think that's an important thing. But there are a lot of questions. The fact that you can use the fiber, the pharmaceutical side of it, the food side of it, this is an industry that has a lot of potential and a lot of value. So if you don't want to be involved in marijuana, and a lot of people don't because it's very controversial, it's very expensive as well, this is a miracle crop that will save the family farm. I fully believe that. And it may be a bit of a generational thing right now. There are a lot of people who have held a lot of promise for a lot of crops. These things, by the way, they call it weed because it is or was a weed. Now it's become cultured. Kind of reminds me of kale. You know, little kale is the big thing now. It's in all, put it in your drinks and grind it up and have it in your salad and all that stuff. Kale is a weed. Look at the attention that was paid to there are a lot of people who look at these little yellow things growing in your lawn, right? Dandelions. And people say, oh, let's get those out. And you dig them out of the ground, and it's like a carrot. And becomes, but they're a weed, in essence. So weeds or not, this stuff is, it requires a lot of irrigation, a lot of rain, a lot of water. But there are a lot of people who use it, but it was a big crop before World War II, and it was used in World War II for ropes and clothing and all kinds of things that were important to the war movement. And after the war was over, the government, that is Congress, decided to make it illegal, frankly, because a lot of blacks, when they came back from the service, were growing it on their farm, and they were making money, and a lot of people thought it was marijuana, but it wasn't. It was hemp. And so because there was a big movement after the war, and we all saw that. That was the reason it took 20 years to get, excuse me, to 1964, and our understanding how badly we treated blacks in America. But, this was one of the perfect examples. The Southern congressman didn't want to see blacks get it. It was that blatant. It really was. It was that blatant. A lot of blacks were given farm land when they came back from the service, and they were using it to grow hemp and other things, and people, again, confusing hemp and its industrial uses and use for food versus marijuana. Was there marijuana grown here and there? Yeah, of course there was. But the fact that this has become, the kind of boogeyman of agriculture is just nonsense. For God's sakes, this is, especially hemp, it has great possibilities. Developing markets, variety of products. It just is, it's nonsense. I'm the county member of the Farm Bureau's group that has hemp as a focus to try to figure out, the state hasn't really come up with its policies, but the thinking about hemp is so backward. It just, makes me nuts. But I guess I'm saying this because I hope a lot of you who are farmers will devote some land to raising hemp. And you got to have a market for it. You'll find out there are hemp organizations, got to have the equipment for it, that sort of thing. But it is going to be a big help, I think, viability-wise, for lots of farmers. So, having said that, in a matter of moments, we're going to meet Attila Agustin from Mountain View Farm. This fellow, along with his wife, have a beautiful farm. It is time for us to understand more about direct marketing, and these people are geniuses at it. We're here to help you, the American Family Farmer Program. Here's something that will help, and this sort of fits in my entire focus, not only in this program and the podcast, but on my day-to-day program, the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. I get focused. The advertising is focused. Things that I am asked to endorse and other people are asked to endorse are all cut out of this same cloth. It's got to be healthy. It's got to be organic. It's got to be something that has been studied and processed. And thus is the case with Life Change Tea, which is an all-herbal, all-natural, all-organic tea. There are three or four different teas that are blended into Life Change Tea. GetTheTea.com. Go there, order your Life Change tea, use the discount code DJV, and they ship it free right to you, directly to you. You get it in a couple of days. GetTheTea.com to get rid of the things in your body that are causing you to be sick. Using Life Change tea fixes that. Get it only at GetTheTea.com.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
If you thought your current 4G or LTE service was fast, wait till you get a load of 5G. 5G, or fifth generation wireless technology, will dramatically increase the speed of your data. So how fast is 5G? We asked Jasmeet Safi from Ericsson Consumer and Industry Lab.
The technology is still being defined. I mean, the way the process is going right now is that leading vendors across the globe, as well as operators, are in discussions, and there is a standardization body which decides how the technology eventually should look like. Of course, the promise of 5G is that it's going to offer you almost 100 times the speeds that you are currently getting. And what we are talking about here is about 3.6 gigabits per second.
Look for 5G service later in 2019.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer. Joining me now is Attila Augustin, who, along with his wife Shauna, run Mountain View Farm. You are located in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Is that right? Am I have that right?
That's right. Yeah, we're in Mearsville, Virginia, about 65 miles west of Washington, D.C.
For the benefit of the audience, let's talk about you, where you came from, what your wife's experiences were, because I always like people to have sort of an affinity for the folks I'm talking to, an affinity for familiarity, if you will, what things you've shared, experiences you've had that the audience can identify with, Attila.
Sure. Well, we both were born in non-farming backgrounds, so we came into farming through a more circuitous route, I guess you could say. We had been doing some seasonal work, and we had a great gig down. We met at the South Pole, actually, and our
really?
Work down. Yeah, so we worked.
Not much growing. Not much growing at the South Pole.
No. Yeah, we were fuelies. We did. It was kind of similar to irrigation. We were running fuel through a lot of valves, and the whole station was run on diesel fuel. So we were working down there from October to February, and so we were always looking for a good summer seasonal job. And one season, when we got off the ice, we met a couple, and they had said, hey, we just had a summer season working on an organic farm. And we thought, wow, that sounds amazing. And basically they told us about this website that's called atra.org, A-T-T-R-A.org, and there's basically like a clearinghouse of farms around the country that are hiring seasonal workers. And that was our first entry.
That's how you get started. That's a great way to get started and educate yourself or get an education out of this. All right, we'll continue with your story because I want to get at the pros and cons of direct marketing, which is something I think you've been very good at. Stand by for that as we help farmers around the country on the American Family Farmer.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Welcome to the farm.
Great conversation every week about the farm, the family farmers, the backbone of American agriculture, the food that we eat is the focus, how we get it to you, how it operates, how much you need to know about what goes on the farm. The locavores love to come to the farm. One of the great things that I've been involved in this past summer in terms of marketing is helping people to understand one of the assets of my farm has been selling ice cream, because we have really fabulous ice cream known far and wide as some of the best ice cream in the state, if not the nation. I feel I'm a sort of ice cream connoisseur, so I made sure the quality was the best. And we put it together on an old school bus and travel around. It's now affectionately referred to as the ice cream bus. But it's a great marketing tool for the farm. And so if you go to eastleafarm.com, you'll see pictures of the bus. Maybe it's an idea that I can share with you. Meanwhile, we're here to share ideas with Attila Agustin from Mountain View Farm. He's told us his background, working you weren't a transient farmer, but you were a farmer apprentice, I guess. That's probably a way of putting it, you think?
Right, yeah. We got a job on a farm out in Washington State, and we worked there for 2 seasons. And at that point, you know, we were excited to start our own project. So we started looking around for land, and one of the best advices that we got early on was, don't try to buy land. You should lease land. There's much less risk. And, so that kind of got us pointed in the direction of the farm that we're at right now. We found a small ad to farm for lease, with a few little details. And so we moved across country to Virginia and, started up here. We've been here for about 11 years now.
Mountain View Farm. If you go to Mountain V Farm, that's the, you can go to Instagram and find it there, at Mountain V Farm. Also, the website is mvf-organics.com. mvf-organics.com. This is a wonderful place. I look around here at the pictures of the farm. And you can share, you can look at my farm as well, Attila, to see it's a different thing. In New England, the farms aren't that big. I wish I could find 900 acres. I lease about that much land from people all over the eastern and central part of the state in order to be able to do what I need to do on my farm. And so when you get that close to Washington, how the heck 900 acres, that's fabulous.
Yeah, well, we actually only, we're only raising about 3 acres of vegetables. And then we have some, maybe about another 10 or 15 in pasture for some more home-scale livestock. And most of the balance of that land is in woods, which is part of this nature preserve that we, so we lease the farm from this preserve. Mm-hmm. And part of our lease arrangement is we pay some cash rent, but we also do some caretaking.
Right, because it's a big area, yeah.
Yeah, but our living primarily comes from this 3 acres of concentrated vegetable production that will that we go 3 days a week. We'll head into D.C. With a whole host of other farmers in this sort of outer radius of the city, and we make a go of it at the farmers markets and then selling to some restaurants as well.
So this is a story that I've heard a number of times on this program. It's not unique in the sense that there are people coming along like you, training themselves, not coming from the farm. They start small, and they do it in some circumstances where there's somebody who's helping them in a manner of speaking. And then they learn how to grow the food. Then you got to figure out how to market it, which is something the older farmers never really had to do. They'd bring, I remember the people I grew up around, produce was brought on the truck, 4 o'clock in the morning. You went into the farmer's market at in Boston, and you sold everything wholesale there. The supermarkets bought their stuff there. Everybody bought it, and then they brought it back to the stores. A whole lot of difference between that game and the game that is today. And we'll talk about direct marketing with Attila Agustin as we continue here on The American Family Farmer.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with 3 key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Just dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword nighttime. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Try P3 Advanced free. Dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword nighttime. Again, dial #250 and say the keyword nighttime.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says at least 5 explosive devices have been intercepted since Tuesday, addressed to prominent Democrats and supporters.
What we saw here today was an effort to terrorize, attempting to undermine our free press and leaders of this country through acts of violence.
President Trump spoke out against such political violence.
In these times, we have to unify. We have to come together and send one very clear, strong, unmistakable message that acts or threats of political violence of any kind have no place in the United States of America. The full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation and bring those responsible for these despicable acts to justice.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back to our American Family Farmer Get-Together. I'm Doug Steffen. This week, another focus on a successful farmer, getting the modern farmer, if you will, the farmer of the year 2018, a lot different than the farmer 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago. And part of the difference is how we market ourselves. Because of the impact of social media, the direct link, if you will, to lots of people, I wonder what, because there are some valuable lessons in your story. Attila Agustin from Mountain View Farm in the Blue Ridge area outside of Washington, D.C. He grows certified organic vegetables, sells at seasonal farmers markets, also to an assortment of restaurants in Washington itself. You and your wife have been doing this for a number of years, so you have lessons that you've learned, and we want to learn from you and your lessons. So let's talk about the pros and cons from your experience, Attila, of direct marketing.
Well, I guess, you know, as far as farmers markets go,
they're definitely not all created equal. So if somebody was just first starting out, you know, you want to do your research to see if it's going to be worth your effort, being in that market in terms of, you know, the traffic there and the amount of dollars that you can bring in. So we got a really good, advice when we moved here, and an older farmer that had been here for years said, you just need to go in that direction. And she pointed towards DC and towards the people. And so we benefit from, we have a great lifestyle of living out in the country, but we're within striking distance to a lot of people. And so our markets are, you know, people that shop at farmers markets, we're competing with the same thing. It's got to be convenient, affordable, high quality. So we're working with all those parameters. But I think for someone starting out, trying to get into the best farmers market possible. And part of figuring that out is going to the markets and, you know, going there at the beginning and at the end and seeing if, has the vegetables been sold or are they still sitting there, and getting a feel for how many people are coming through. Cause in our area, there's probably 100 farmers markets in the DC area. And so some are really, really lucrative and others are okay. And some are, just barely hanging on basically.
Well, so that's the thing, but let's talk about how you use the approach to get people to come to see you, because I think you and others are using Facebook, for example, and Instagram and Twitter to let people know, even down to what's available this week at the farmers market, right?
Yeah, and we're not as advanced as some of our friends, but we definitely utilize the Instagram, and I think that's just a way to, it's sort of developing a narrative about your farm. And I think people, you can find some success with people in the city want to come to your stand if they are attracted to you as an individual and sort of the energy that you're putting forth. And a lot
when you're on social media, do you project the image of not only your farm, what you're growing, but your family, your children, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I don't put a ton of pictures of the kids on there, but it's pretty clear that we have kids. And actually, our daughter Ruby sells eggs at our Sunday market. She's 10. So that's a great experience for her. And it actually is, I think people really like it. They see that, that the food that we're growing our food for our family, and they can, get the good feeling that it's, going to be good for their kids. A lot of our customers actually are our families, basically, so maybe they're attracted to us.
Right, there's an identity there. I was looking at some of the social media groups. There are a lot of groups that provide advice, guidance, if you will, along the lines of what we're trying to do here on this program. I wonder how many, if your wife is involved, there's a group called True Women of Agriculture on Facebook. They have 15,000 members. Let's see, a couple of other Facebook farm groups. Farm Hats, 12,000 members. My Job Depends on Ag, 84,000 members. Are you on any of those, or what do you think of those sites if you know them?
No, they sound amazing. We're pretty lucky. We really rely on our local network. So we have Future Harvest Costa. It's a regional organization that kind of does maybe some of that similar type of coalescing of energy, but it's really directed to our area. So we utilize them, and it's still kind of, even though we have the modern internet, we're still really, revolve around trying to get people to come out to the farm, you know, so they can actually see it for themselves. Kind of like what you mentioned with your bus, you know, people in the city, they want to come out to the farm and feel the space and see what it is. So that's fun for us. And we're close enough that it's reasonable, for people to come out. And we do events out here pretty often, potlucks and, things like that. So that's one advantage of being, pretty close to your market, basically.
Right.
That people can be involved.
And that's what people want these days. They really do. I found that to be the case. I don't think I use social media well at all. I do use it, but I don't think we use it well at all on the farm. I'm not even sure we use it well in my radio endeavors, frankly, because it's so rapidly changing. You almost have to have somebody who's an expert at it paying close attention to it. So it's, but I find some of these sites amazing. The moderators, sometimes people, not unlike other social media exchanges, are not as respectful as they might be. But these pages ought to be there to help people, frankly. Farmers are outnumbered big time. Government, people who don't get it, the sort of thing. There's a TV show on that I saw for the first time the other night, Attila, that focuses on a family, and one of the things that they are, it's supposed to be a comedy, they talk about the fact that they can't afford good food, so they buy junk and they make jokes out of it, and stuff like that, that is so appalling and so ignorant, because you can have, any of these websites will approve, our conversations here prove, if you want to buy the right food, and an organically grown food is fruits, vegetables, what you got to have to stay healthy. It's not that expensive. It may be more expensive, but look at the downside down the road of what happens to your body if you're not eating good quality food. I would think that'd be even part of your sales technique, is it?
Yeah, we bill ourselves as almost like a health service provider, and it's true. We have a pretty broad range of customers, some that are wealthy and some that are very modest of means. And, I'll go to Safeway and just regular grocery stores to keep tabs on our prices. And a lot of our stuff, it's either the same or a little more expensive. We have to, some things that are hard to grow, we base our prices off of, obviously the production cost.
Right. Yeah.
But we always have deals, if you can be a savvy farmer's market shopper, and if you're, sort of shop in bulk, you can find really affordable produce and feel good that it's, you can actually know where it comes from and ask questions that you're not able to ask if you're buying in a grocery store, for example.
Yeah, in another setting. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to spend a little bit more time talking about these groups themselves and how people can become, whether you're a younger farmer, a middle-aged farmer, older farmer, you're never too old to learn. 44 after the hour in the American Family Farmer. Here's something sort of cut out of the groove of what we've been talking about, organic fruits and vegetables. There are many companies now, two or three that are notable, that are selling products that have dried fruits and vegetables in capsule or powder form. And they're okay, but they aren't organic, and therefore, as we're hearing in all of our discussions here, the idea that fruits and vegetables have been sprayed, a lot of people say, well, that's how we have to do it in order to keep the bugs away. And there are, there's an argument for that, for sure, but there are ways, if you're truly going to be organic, that you can do that. You got to study it, you got to know it, you got to work at it. The folks at Texas Superfood have come through with the proper nutrition in the form of 55 fruits and vegetables. Go to texassuperfood.com/Doug and look at the line of nutritional products they have there. They've got a fabulous probiotic. You want to take that. Texas Superfood Complete Organic is what you're looking for when you go through all the things that are in the catalog. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Start with this. Buy this. Use this. That's what I'm doing. And then look around at some of their other quality nutritional products. You'll be sold as I am. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug for Texas Superfood Complete.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-365-7254. 800-365-7254. 800-365-7254. That's 800-365-7254.
All right, so a couple of more moments here with Attila Augustin at Mountain View Farm. Right? I got it right, right?
You got it right.
MVF-organics.com, and then on Instagram, it's at Mountain V Farm. So the whole idea of growing vegetables and stuff and the help you get. I was looking at some of these other social media groups. Farm Hats is a good one. Let's see. Science-based women in ag is a good one. So there are lots of things that are out there for people to learn, and I find the group to be very supportive of one another, frankly, and that's really kind of a cool thing. It's great to be supportive of other people who are in the same industry that you are. What do you find most rewarding about this? Why have you? This is your 11th or 12th year, so why do you stick with it?
Oh, we just like being outside and just direct contact with the elements. Like you said early on in the show, that we're got to deal with the vagaries of the weather, and that can be it can be hard, but just feel alive and outside. And it just seems like the perfect job for anyone, really. There's no end to what you can learn, whether it's mechanics, fixing your broken tractor,
yeah,
figuring out the entomology, the insects, soil science, business, and then just, it just feels good to actually produce something that's of value. And that
where do you see yourself? We have a few seconds left here. Where do you see the future of what you're doing?
I think it's just going to keep going. I feel like we get young people that apply to the farm each year, and we try to, we've had 30, employees work here over the years, and I think 20 of them are still farming.
Good.
And we've probably spun off about 4 other farms from people that work here. So I think that's going.
Yeah, congratulations. Attila Augustin at Mountain View Farm near Washington, D.C.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the blessed.
This is the American Family Farmer Show. There is a podcast that follows suit. AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com is the website to find the aggregated shows that are boiled down so that you get the gist of them in a few minutes. That's what a podcast is all about. The current podcast focusing on drug addiction on the farm. I talk about how the situation with one particular place, the focus has been on drug addiction, family farms. There also is information about the weather and the trade deal. What's the weather for the winter going to be like on family farms? That's on the podcast. Also, baker and owner of Talking Breads Bakery, Shanna Amsterdam. She and her husband, Joe, are the bakers at Talking Breads Bakery in Shermansdale, Pennsylvania, and our story that you'll hear talks about the variety of breads that they have offered, the quality, how they get their grain. It's really an industrious, and it's sort of a reversal. We're doing a lot, as the discussion in this hour has focused on how we are going back to basics with a lot of our farming approaches. These folks who are in the wheat and bread business, striving to support a lot of farms that want baking. You know, you go into a farm store and you smell bread baking or pies baking, that kind of stuff. People love that. So, and these folks are practicing organic and sustainable agriculture. I hear that story as well about their farming methods, what they do to ensure soil fertility, and that sort of thing. Plus, on this edition, the podcast has a focus on my tractors. My list of Massey Ferguson tractors. And somebody sent me an email. The gentleman sent me an email, and for that that person, I can't open the email. I know you sent it to me, but it won't open. You wanted to send me some information about some Massey Ferguson equipment that you have. So if you'd be kind enough, that or any time you want to get to me, send me on Twitter just to communicate at Doug Steffen, or you can send it to Doug@DougSteffen.com. All right, so that's the story on the podcast that currently is playing and available at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. In a moment, a focus on foods on the, this is sort of the food, family, and farm hour, in manner of speaking.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
All right, so here's the latest from the world of big burger chains and antibiotics being used by some farmers. The antibiotics sometimes, I'll tell you from experience, sometimes the animals get sick enough and you don't want to destroy them, so you have to give them antibiotics. I have done that on my dairy. I don't overdo it. I certainly never used the antibiotics that were a part of life on most of the larger dairies, giving these human growth hormone like the shots that get the cow to give more milk, shorten their lifespan, that sort of thing. I don't believe in that. As a matter of fact, I abhor it. But in terms of growing beef, the Consumer Report that came out last week talking about what the 25 fast food chains have in their policy manual for buying beef. Do they buy beef raised on antibiotics? Well, McDonald's does, Sonic does, Hardee's does, Five Guys does. Wendy's actually did a little bit better. McDonald's and Hardee's and that bunch all flunked the test. Shack, which is a country, I guess on the West Coast and down south, BurgerFi got an A because they do not serve any beef grown with antibiotics. So that's the, but the story continues there. People just don't seem to get what the, you need to help the animals, but to give them the antibiotics to get them to grow faster, no, that's a no-no. Thoughts? From Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.